Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills, it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. My name is Ray. Thank you so much to Johan Els. He's back with you tomorrow morning, taking you through the joyride, man. Something else beautiful in there. And of course, just making sure that, you know, just get a peaceful rest so that you can come refreshed tomorrow to empower and enlighten and bring the message of goodwill to the people. May the Father bless you. Thank you, Johan. All right, I'll be featuring Pastor Samuel Kabamba and also Muruti Karabo Muraka this very night on this very talk show. And I trust you will be blessed so much.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Eldie Budge there, and the name of the song is The Lord is My Light. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. My name is Ray, and let me welcome our guests. We have on the line, Pastor Samuel Kabamba is on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, greetings, and thank you very much for having us again tonight. We are so blessed, and we believe that we shall have a wonderful time. And I want to greet Muruti Karabo Muraka for greeting him, actually, and also wishing him, I mean, all the best for the time we're going to spend tonight. And also greetings to all the people that are going to be with us tonight, that we may share the word and enjoy the presence of the Almighty, our Elohim.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Muruti. We really appreciate. And we also have Muruti Karabo Muraka is also on the line. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome to the show, sir.
Greetings, my brother. Greetings to Pastor Kabamba. Greetings to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. In the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And thank you, Brother Ray, for the welcome to the platform. We really thank God, and we appreciate that we are only here by His grace.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Muruti, for your time that you have graced us with. We really appreciate. We really, really appreciate. Now, tonight we are talking about our peace. And the question that comes with it, and I was asking Rutumraka just in passing as I was calling him, can we affect it in our times? Can we, you know, put into effect our peace in the time that we live in? Can we put it into effect? And one asks those kinds of questions because we are called a peaceful people. To a great extent. And in my life, I've met many people who are peacekeepers, peace envoys, peace diplomats, you know, strategics of peace keeping and all that. And I think we still have quite a lot of them all over the world on envoys and all these kinds of things and organizations ranging from political to academia to business to also civil society. I've seen such, and I've mixed with such, in action. Not just across the table, but in action, all over. And the question that continues to linger in me is the notion of the peace that has been granted us, or the peace within which we live, the Salem that we live in, the peace that we live in. Can we effectuate it? Can we put it into effect Actually, that's the question that comes to mind. Can we put it into effect? If not, why? If yes, how? And so far, have we put it into effect? It's also something to ask. Now, the word is saying quite a lot. You know, it's saying quite a lot about this peace of the Father and how it works. Luke chapter 1 verse 79 says, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet in the pathway of peace. The very testimony, the testaments of the kingdom of Yahuwah, our Elohim, is actually the effectuation of peace. When we speak about the kingdom news of salvation, we are announcing the peace of heaven, the peace of the Father in Christ, and which shows us the Father as our salvation. And this is amazing. It is also referred to as the goodwill divine, the goodwill of the Father towards men. The manner in which we can effectuate peace, it's also to become elements of the Father's projection of his goodwill. I thought our peace would be like the ones that we're thinking about. As I was growing up as a young boy, I saw the signing of the Nkomati Accord. I saw it. As a young boy, I was a teenager. And I saw many countries signing peace treaties. And I studied and saw many people and many presidents signing peace treaties, only to divert into war. And because of that context, it became impossible for me to fathom the effectuation of peace when it comes to us as believers. I thought somehow maybe a nation should stop and sign an accord or make a vow or take an oath. But to a great extent, I saw peace as fluid amongst us, the peace of the Father, very fluid, like streams of waters through the desert. And that when we speak of it, we speak of it also in this manner. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to the Elohim in the highest and on the earth. Peace, goodwill towards men. The flow of it. And when you go to Revelation 22, it speaks about the water that flows from the throne of the Elohim into the throne of the Yahushua HaMashiach, and then into the temple. And the streams of water that become such a river, every plant planted on its banks yields fruit in season and out of season. Winter and also summer, there's fruit. And its leaves are for the healing of the nations. Now that is the peace. Flows like water. I mean, putting it into effect would imply that. This is according to what I have read. I don't know what our guests are going to say. I may be totally wrong. Now, when you also look into John, it's amazing today that I started with the so-called New Testament. John chapter 20, verses 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Yahushua came and stood in their midst and said to them, peace be with you. They shut the doors, all the doors. Now, this peace of the Father permeates, like I said, its fluidity, it permeates, just like water, just like the air. It permeates just like the winds. It can get everywhere, just like air. It can get everywhere, in every closed place it can get. The issue is, then this peace is actually in effect. The onus is on us as to whether we accept this peace or not. It's not us actually effectuating, because already it is in effect. Yo. Check it out again. Romans 8 verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. This peace is also the Spirit of the Father. His Holy Spirit is known as the Spirit of Peace. It is the breath of the Father, the very life. Now, it's amazing how we can see it because of all the violence around us. How we can see it. The very opening of the eyes, the very life that you see. Can be the life of a plant, it can be the life of an animal, it can be the life of your loved one, your own life, the life of someone else. That should denote or indicate the effective peace of the Father. And now when we think according to His Holy Spirit, we start to see the rest, we start to see His peace. Then I started to understand why would then the psalmist say he prepares a table for me in the midst of my enemies. The effectuation of peace is something else, more than what our intellect can actually describe. And each and every one of us, as the body of the Messiah, we are to a great extent agents of this peace of the Father, which is in effect flowing like a river through us, like winds, like air flowing, pouring like rains and thunderstorms, spoken like the word. I wonder if we are aware of that.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
I'm saying these things because of what is written in the word, in the prophets. And it's just amazing, you know, and I had to study it that way, because Proverbs is saying something here. Let me start with Psalms 119 verse 165. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Those who love the law of the Father, already they are overflowing with this peace. The issue is, it projects also as goodwill unto men. But do we facilitate that enough as the Father instructs us? According to His word, His law. Go ye and make disciples. Do we? Go ye and proclaim. Do we do that? That's the issue. Or we just assemble amongst ourselves and we are happy with the large attendances of people in our denominations, churches, buildings and all that. We are very satisfied with that. It looks like that. A little bit back, I had to go again to Proverbs chapter 3 verses 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness and all her paths are peace. The church's ways and paths should be peace. Wherever we are, any step we take, it should project peace. No taking sides of political affiliations, but it should be peace, facilitation of peace. It should flow from us even when we don't say it. Our activities should show that. I wonder what we have become these days. It's something to ask.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Moriti Muraka, let me start with you. When we speak of this very notion, our peace, can we effect it in our times? What comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother. I believe that question of can we effect it is a very poignant question, because really, like you said in your introduction, we already, if we are truly born of God, we are already with that peace. We have been infected with the peace, but are we able to carry it out? Are we able to let it flow? Like you were saying, it's fluid. Are we, that's why I say it's a poignant question which we should be asking ourselves all the time as children of God. And I'm saying this because I think before I really answer, I think it's important that we who are having this opportunity of discussing the Word of God, whether we be those who are on the panel or you yourself who are anchoring, or even those who are listening and contributing, we ought to many times reflect on this that the Elohim is giving us an opportunity to look into His Word, to allow Him by His Spirit to help us understand the Word for application. Many in the churches don't get this opportunity. Not because it's not there, but because the gatekeepers are not interested in reflecting, musing, mulling, thinking deeply on the things that the Elohim has given us. And He has not just given them in a vacuum. He has given them because He wants us to be changed. He loved us so much that He didn't want us to remain His enemies, adversaries, whom He is going to destroy. He wanted us to become His children, change, and become like Yeshua HaMashiach, so that His, you were reading there in Luke, peace upon earth and His well opinion towards that is His whole aim, that we should be in His well opinion. And peace, shalom, is one of the clamps of the Spirit. The other one is agape love. It's one of the clamps that Elohim, who is Spirit, uses as a spiritual clamp, which clamps us together if we are in Him, clamping us away from our distractions into tranquility, serenity, calmness, a relationship where there is a to and fro that is smooth, to Him and from Him
to us and from us to him in a very, very smooth, unperturbed, undisturbed manner. No trouble there. That's his desire. We look at it from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Peace is a very important concept. Not just as a, mental exercise or just academic concept, but for relationship, first of all, of us, his creation with him as our creator, and then, of course, even horizontally between us as his children. That's why we must present the gospel of peace to those who are outside, because they are troubled and they don't have solution. My brother, when you opened, you said something about the accord. I had even forgotten about that accord. Why have I forgotten? Because really, it was just mere waves, and in the end, it never.
Happened after it was disaster, man. Yes. It's true. Yeah.
Every peace, they will call it treaty, they will call it whatever. If we can sit down and look at every peace that was entered into in the world, never lasting. It does not last. Because there is something wrong with those who are making the peace. They themselves have fallen short of the glory of God because of rebellion to God. So it's only in God that we find peace. The Messiah in John 14, verse 27, says something. He says this: "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to, I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be cowed or intimidated." Because the peace of Elohim is a serenity, it's a calmness that is awesome in itself. In Genesis, that's where we start to hear about this peace. It's in Genesis chapter 15, verse 15. "Now as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age." That was Yudhavabe when he was cutting a covenant, a treaty, an agreement with Abraham. He said, "You shall go to your fathers in peace." In other words, when the judgment, which I've already spoken over all humanity, comes your way, because I have to judge your flesh, meaning you will die. Like he said to Adam, in dying you will die. But when we believe in him, the other dying is dealt with. But nonetheless, we find ourselves dying in the flesh. So when he was saying to Abraham, when you shall come to that point of dying, you won't be troubled. You shall go in smoothly, calmly, because of the relationship with Yudhavabe. And you know, we have taken that thing very lightly. We have taken it as a slogan that when everyone dies, we say, "May his soul rest in peace." Did he have peace in his life so that he could continue, flow into that peace, even when it looks like the physical death has disturbed the process of life. We don't care. We just apply it to everybody. The message which we should be taking to all, if we really have the peace of Christ, is, you see, this peace which we have supernaturally by the Spirit of God, even as Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 says, diligently keeping the unity of the Spirit, being the clamp of peace. This peace which you see us having under all kinds of circumstances is the peace which Yudevave wants everyone to have, so that even when what he has already spoken, which he cannot reverse, that because of sin, our flesh will come where he died. You are not afraid of that situation because you have a living hope. You understand that you will just be sleeping. There is coming a time which, because of the Messiah, he has said that all those who have died in that fashion, dying in peace physically, will actually be resurrected even with better bodies than the ones that died off. And forever, they will be with the Messiah and live with him. This is the gospel, that it is the gospel of peace, reconciliation between us who were adversaries to God and God himself. And that once we have it, this side of the physical death, and we allow it to be like Colossians speaks, we allow it, the peace, to be the umpire of our daily life. In other words, when I feel discomfort about something as a child of God, then I ought to stop, because the peace which is in me is saying, whoa, your soul is going into an area where it's not supposed to go in. And because I understand that I am being consecrated, I stop. Even if I don't have a verse I can remember, all I do is I stop from going forward and I consult with the Holy Spirit. And when I do, remember now, the Spirit is the one who is the maintainer of this peace. He will show me how to go. And when I've consulted him, he shows me how to go, even though I may not have any verse I can quote at that stage. Sometime as I'm walking with God, I'm going to come across that verse, which refers to the thing which I was going to do, which would have been sin, and it would have actually gone against the peace. And in a nutshell, my brother, if we as Christians lived that way, it would, because it flows, it would impact others. And I want to give you an example and close it there. My daughter came to me yesterday and started reading Zulu for me. She said it's lyrics of a song. Now, she doesn't know Zulu. It's Zulu. She struggles even just hearing Tswana, which is her home language, because she speaks English and a little bit of African. So Tswana, she will hear here and there. And then when she came to me, she said, Ed, can you explain what are these lyrics saying? She came, and then she came to one line which says, Abaphansi bavumile. So this thing is okay because abaphansi bavumi. Then I said to him, you know who is abaphansi? What it means is those who are down there. Actually, it's a way which is being used to say amaThosi without coming out straight and saying amaThosi. It's ancestors. Not ancestors in terms of ancestors, but those demons which pretend to be people's ancestors.
Yeah.
And as I was explaining, she said, you know, that when this line, every time I was listening to the song and it was coming to this line, something in me was saying, no, it's not okay. That's why I came to you. And on Sunday, she had been one of those who went forward and said, I want to walk with you closely, oh God. Then I took that time to show her. I said to her, you see, it's the Holy Spirit who, you don't know the language, but he was making you aware that something is wrong. That's why you couldn't sit back and not come to me and ask me. And now I have explained what the Holy Spirit was already telling you, but not telling your mind, but telling you himself. Now, that is why I say, my brother, if we who are children of God would this peace which Yeshua has given us, we would guard it. We would let it direct us. We are going to impact those who are outside.
Yeah.
Because they are going to see how we ourselves in situations of trouble are calm. Serene, like Jesus was sleeping in the boat when the waves were going up and down. And who did these guys who were scared go to? They went to him. That is how people would come to us, because they deal with the same problem and they would say, you know what? I see you come in a situation like this. When this situation, when it comes to me, it really drives me nuts. And that is an opportunity for me to tell them, it's not from me, it is from Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
He said, this peace will direct me.
Yes, this peace will give you direction. Welcome to it. If you just joined us, welcome. And we are talking about our peace. Can we effect it in our times? What are the implications of our peace? Do we understand what the word says with our peace? And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp 082657-2729. Tell us how you feel about the notion of peace, our peace, and not that which the world gives, but the one which the Father gives. How does it flow amongst us? How is it effective amongst us? I want to know from you. You can send us a WhatsApp 082657-2729 and even drop us your voice notes there. It would be very much delightful.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Welcome back. We are trusting that the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Our peace is what we are talking about. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of it. Right. Pastor Sam, let me come to the aspect of Isaiah 26, verses 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. As believers, one would take it that our minds are stayed on the Father and we trust in Him, and that the lives that we live should emulate His peace, because we are in the perfect peace. Therefore, the lives that we live should emulate His peace. But it looks like we are fighting amongst us big time. What's your take?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You see, I thank God for quite a lot of things that you've mentioned already. Even Murezi Muraka mentioned that. You see, the whole debate is the understanding of what peace is all about. Because I heard Murezi Muraka mention about talking about peace as we talk about love and peace. You know, there's one element that we might maybe touching one another there. But when it comes to peace, peace is a character, or is a characteristic or character of God. When we talk about peace, we're seeing God. We're seeing the Father in it. Peace is not just a word, but it is giving the picture of the very Father that you are following. Now, the good question will be, if truly we are the sons of Elohim, as you said, we're supposed to emulate, we're supposed to express His characteristics, you're supposed to express His character. But the truth of the matter is, it seems as if people are not picking up and not understanding what we have become and not understanding who are we following. Now, that's why these days I've been trying my best to try to learn a bit and understand who the Father is and who the Son is. Because it seems as if, I mean, we're spending more time in our churches teaching many things than the Father, many things than the Son. And we don't have a proper understanding of who the Father is and who the Son is. Obviously, we can go further, who the Holy Spirit is. Without that, we don't talk about, we don't talk much about them or much about the Father. Now, because we don't talk much about it, it becomes a problem whereby people will take some words as word, not really seeing the implication or the depth of it. And as we're speaking about peace, you know, peace is not, as you said, it's not just something that we need to look at as Christian or as sons of God to take it lightly. There's to be something you need to really consider.
Yes.
Say, hey, this is who our Father is. And if it's the way He is, what do we have to be as well? We need to reflect Him. That the people see us there to see that we are the true reflection of the Father. You know? And then, now, in our day-to-day life, as we just said, we are facing a lot of, I mean, troubles, a lot of, I mean, difficulties, a lot of all these things you can see. But I would like to say something here. If you read, there's a scripture that Murezi Muraka mentioned about John 14:27. That scripture, if we read carefully, it does not, when you talk about peace, it does not mean that peace is in the absence of trouble. It does not say that if you have to talk about peace, that means trouble or persecution might not be there. No. Actually, the difference about the peace the peace that the Father is giving to us is to tell us that in the midst of trouble, you don't focus on trouble, but you focus on Me. So you are of Me. That's why you need to look at Me. As you focus on Me, then whatever that you might be facing might not matter as if I was not there. But if I am in the whole equation, then you will focus on Me. But trouble will be there. But you will overcome trouble because you have received the peace that I give, not the way the world gives. Because when the world talks about peace, for them it's about there's no trouble. Because everything must be calm and everything must be okay. And that becomes a problem, because when are we going to get that place of everything becoming fine? It will take us years and years for us to get to that place. But the good thing about us is we overcome adversities, we overcome troubles through the peace that the Father is giving to us.
Yes.
And He said, you will be in trouble. You will go through adversities. You will go through this. But whatever you go through, I am there. I have overcome the world. You know, it's be of good cheer, but I've overcome the world. It means what? Trouble will come, but you won't focus on trouble, but focus on Me. And when you look at now the character, because we are human, as human, people will always have their minds. They'll always fight for whatever they feel they can fight. But what has to be our attitude? That's where peace now comes in. When somebody walks on your toes, he might know or might not know. He might do it intentionally or not intentionally. But what should be your reaction toward that? Your reaction will speak more about the character of your father or maybe of any other thing. But now, if you react in terms of saying, why did you do what you did? And you want to fight, then you're not portraying the peace that the father has given to you. Because the peace that the father has given to you is, you'll find trouble. People will fight, offend you in many ways. But what will you do when they are offending you? What will you do when they speak bad about you? What will you say when they criticize or maybe they betray you? What will you do? And this is something that you need to come up with. No, the father has given us a very good example through the son. You know, when the son was on the cross, you know, very much troubled as a human being, one will be troubled. As a human being, one will say what may even say things that he might not be even able to correct. But, you know, through all the trouble that he went through, he could be on that cross and say, Father, forgive them. So they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's the kind of peace that, you get that lets you know that my future, my destiny does not depend on what I am facing, but depends on where I am going.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what I don't see. You know, whatever trouble I might be facing, but that cannot limit me. It cannot stop me. But I know where I'm going. And this is the beauty about the peace that the Father gives. And, you know, when the Bible talks about, when you come to the Bible, you want to understand the peace in terms of, the Bible. I'm going to just use one example. You know, peace, obviously, some people talk about peace as the absence of war or chaos or no trouble, whatever. But here I want to look at peace as the relationship, the right relationship that one might have with the Father or with Christ. As you get to that place of saying, I am not alone. He is with me. And whatever I'm going through, He's not absent, He's with me. As David will say, even when I walk in the shadow of the valley, the valley of death, what I know that He is with me. That means you can see death, but death won't kill you because you are not alone. You can see trouble. You know that, the relationship that you have with your father, it's so strong, so, real, in such a way that He will never abandon you, along the way. As some people today, we're only going to say, or we're only going to, acknowledge God if everything works well. But when things don't go well, we say, no, God is not there. But we don't realize that in the things that are not working well, the Father is there. The peace of the Father is there. And He is there in order to show to us that we are not alone. And that's why, as I was saying, it has to be in terms of a relationship that we have towards the Father. And we have also to get to that place of having that relationship that you can have as well with toward other people.
Yes.
When you get to that place of knowing that wherever we might go, because we are different, we can act differently, we can react differently. But the purpose is not to stop where we are, but to see where we're going. And when you start understanding that, it starts making a big change into our lives. That the peace now becomes something that you cannot explain because it is God Himself. Because when peace becomes easy to explain, then it's no longer peace, the peace that we're expecting. Because the peace of God goes beyond what He can explain. It goes beyond what He can face. It goes beyond what one can try even to put on the blackboard and say, hey, this is the peace. That goes beyond where you know that here you have all the rights in the world to react, but you say, I cannot react because I know in whom I trust. I cannot do this because I know the one that I'm following is above what I mean, is above what I'm seeing. You know, this is the kind of peace that you're talking about. Now, in terms of us being, as you said, we see today, if we have to check well, what makes us or makes people fight, for instance, or maybe people divide, you see that most of the time, it's not even the interest of Christ. It's not even the interest of the Father. It's their own interest. As I said, people are different. People will fight for things that do not even glorify God at all. They'll fight for things that do not put God in the first, in front. They'll fight for anything. They'll fight for money. They'll fight for fame. They'll fight for position. But at the end of the day, what are all those things without Christ? What are all those, I mean, position and whatever, for fame without Christ? You know, that has to be our mind. We have to think about whatever we are pursuing, whatever we are fighting for, what is the part of God in here? What is God doing in here? What can God benefit from all these things? When you don't see the benefit of God, what do? You just leave it. Hey, I cannot continue to fight for it because I don't see where God is benefiting. But when I see that, the Father will be glorified in whatever ways. What do I do? Then I will pursue it. When I see something coming as an adversity or something that is challenging me in a way, for me, it won't be the challenge that will be the problem. But what should be important is where am I going? To be to look at where I'm going with what I'm pursuing and allowing the peace of God to reign, allowing the Father himself be part and parcel of the whole equation. And as I said, I'm going to stop here as my introduction by saying, peace is not just a word. Peace is the Father himself. When you understand that as you embrace him, then our life has to change completely and having a very different kind of a shift to follow him and to do exactly as he would want us to do.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. We are touching base on the very notion and aspect of our peace as believers. What is our peace even all about? How does it differ from the peace that is in the world? And how do we make our peace effective in the times where we find ourselves? Are we able to do that, to make our peace as effective as needs be? Or somehow we become, in a way, disturbed or hindered by maybe some of the covenants we'd entered into. But what is our peace as believers even all about? I need to hear from you. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, we are taking your calls, 012-334-1322. What is our peace even all about? And you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop a voice note also there. Let's hear what you make on this issue. Here's another one, Jay Nisi, my burner. Thank you so much for the WhatsApp. Let's play it now. All right. Let me take it back a bit. There's something wrong about it. Let's see if it works. Yeah, no, there's something wrong about it. I will try. Don't worry. I will try and see how to go about it. I will try and see.
Ruti, thank you so much for the topic today.
Let me start that it all over
good
again. Sorry.
Good evening, Ruti.
Yes,
thank you so much for the topic today that teaches us about peace. I like the verse from Philippians 4:6-7 that says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. Which means the peace that, like the other verse said, the peace that surpasses all knowledge and understanding. Because our understanding is full of worry of this world and what we face under the sun. But if we pray, the peace of God that surpasses all this our understanding will take over, and our heart and mind will be at peace. It will be at peace with God. Another verse is that I like about the peace of God. It's also in the fruit of the Spirit, the Galatians 5:22. That said, by the Holy Spirit produces this kind of the fruit is in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience. Meaning the peace that it must start within us. When we're full of peace within us through the prayer, it becomes easy to pour that peace to other people's life. Because if we're full of worry, that's what you're gonna take it out to others, because you worry too much. That it helps us that we must always pray. And when the peace of God that surpasses all knowledge and understanding take over, we will also give the peace to others. Other people will take fruit of peace within us. Thank you so much. Good night. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much, my sister. May the Father bless you abundantly. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about our peace. Ursula, thank you, but the link on Facebook, unfortunately, I won't be able to play it unless you tell me what it says, and write to us as to what it says, so that I can be able to explain to many, many people. Also, let's see, who's this? Amelia. I won't be able to go to TikTok to watch, but please tell me what it says about our peace, so that we can understand as to the implications of this, what it really means. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729.
News with a Kingdom perspective. Listen to Spectrum. Fridays from 4 p.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.